The Western Huddle for everything AFL, featuring the biggest names in WA and all the breaking news.
Big goal for the West Coast Eagles.
92.9 Triple M Perth.
Welcome to the Western Huddle. It's Tuesday, the 14th of September, recording this just after 10 in the morning here in Perth. The sun is out. The grand final is around the corner. The teams have been decided. 40, welcome to you.
Less than a fortnight, Tommy, until the AFL grand final hits Perth. It's bloody exciting. Let's drop the F-bomb then.
Yeah, well, it's a podcast, so you can get away with it. How are you feeling about it? Excited? Pumped?
Yeah. No, the part now is the getting of the tickets, the finding your mates some tickets. And trying to get everyone you can through the door, I reckon. And firstly, I've got to find myself a way into the game.
We'll get you in.
You'll get me in.
Well, we've got some work for you to do on the day. So you're not going to be sinking piss with frothies with your mates. There's actually work to be done.
Oh, so you're telling me this is the boss of AFL in Perth?
Well, I've put the request in, so I'm waiting for the AFL to approve it. But we can tell people. So we'll be calling the game here on Triple M from WA from a local point of view. So our call will go to WA, the whole of WA.
Who's the call team?
Great man, Dennis Cometti.
So you picked this AFL grand final call team?
No, it's the same team. The same team as all year. There was no selection committee.
What, was there a lecker?
No, Lecker's out.
So you drop Lecker?
No, Xavier's always in. Lecker only does the games when Xavier does TV.
Okay, so
there's a hint for you that Xavier's not doing TV. Not doing TV. See, Fifey bumped Xavier out last week.
I thought Fifey was a strong performer on Channel 7 on Friday night. That Geelong coverage. He interviewed well after the game. Christian Petrarca, worth a look, stronger than X. And
is that the headline of the podcast? Nat Fyfe is a better media performer than Xavier Ellis.
Well, you said it. There's your headline.
No,
spot
you said
on.
It. I'm just. Well, no, I paraphrased.
No, you're right. He is. He's better spoken, better rehearsed. I reckon probably fronts up better on camera. And I didn't not notice this on Fyfe. A very expensive watch on his left hand. I reckon that might have been a partnership deal.
Yeah. Well, he was up and about, Fifey. So, yeah, so that's our team. Emma's will be there. Lockie, Dennis? Xavier.
He'd be pumped up, Dennis, for a grand final. And
he is ready to rock and roll. Hasn't done a game in about 5 weeks, so he's been studying the teams.
Yeah,
so
true.
He'll be up and about. The Beast will be there.
Oh, and the Beast.
But nationally, so that game's only WA. The national team was our great call team, Howie.
Yes.
Nath Brown.
Mm-hmm. JB, is he, or has he got to do too much seven stuff?
He's doing TV. Him and BT are in quarantine here. They'll be out for that.
They wouldn't pop in at all into the commentary box and just say, hey, and deliver their lines? Because didn't BT deliver that famous F-bomb for the last Bulldogs grand final?
So JB and BT will be at our OB. So if you're in Perth and you want to come along outside, we've got a beautiful location.
Just for the rush hour
just approved.
OB?
No, this is outside the footy.
Oh, the footy OB.
So we're broadcasting out the front of Optus from 12 o'clock. Mm. We've just got the approval from the AFL for our site today.
Good work, Tommy.
We'll be on the grass just near the Camfield.
So any Triple M listener can come down.
It's going to be a big licensed area. So even if you're not going to the game,
down the square,
that whole park there, you'll be able to get into there, have a beer, hang out before the game.
All right.
Big kind of setup.
Yep.
We'll be there. With all our team, we'll be floating through. JB and BT, they'll come past for a bit.
Okay.
That'll be good, out the front. So that's really exciting news for that. And the other exciting news, of course, is that Brekkie and the Rush Hour will both be broadcasting from the Camfield on the day before. So your guys will be there.
We'll be there.
Breakfast with tickets to give away.
Plenty of tickets, the last tickets in town. Probably not, you can't say that. You know, the good tickets in town.
And then we're giving away a double pass in Rush Hour from 12:30. Free lunch.
Yep.
Oh, you don't get lunch.
Oh, you can't say that either, Tommy.
It's free to get in.
Yeah.
And of course, we got Cuz. So Benny Cousins is coming down. He's our headline act.
Can I ask how you got Benny Cuz?
He's probably doing it for a Triple M beanie.
What's he talk about?
It's a good question. I think you have to come down. So we're going to ask him, obviously, about footy, grand final memories, and we have to ask him how he's going. Mm. You know, it's a great comeback story. He's been doing the rounds a bit at the moment. So Eagles fans, footy fans want to find out a bit more about Cuz. So he's going to be open and honest, and I know he's looking forward to get down there. You can probably get a picture or something with him. So that's 12:30 to Camfield on the Friday. Mm. Damien Barrett will be there.
Yep.
And whoever else we can get to float past on the Friday. So it's all happening over here for the grand final.
It's a fortnight leading in and there's a few things floating around. Can I drop some of the things I know leading into grand final?
Mm-hmm.
Start with the Brownlow.
Look at you. You're like the Damien Barrett of the Triple M world at the moment.
It's going to look a little different. And we know that. Last year's Brownlow looked different and this year's Brownlow will look different again. We can confirm in unproven footy theories that it won't be at the Crown. It will be at Optus. But
yes.
There's some more differences.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be the main crowd there at Optus Stadium, sitting down, having a nice three-course dinner, suited up.
Mm-hmm.
But where will the players be? They won't be in that same room.
What?
They'll be in separated rooms.
Oh, no.
Yep. There'll be three rooms on the night. So there'll be a room for guests. There'll be a room for the Western Bulldogs. And there'll be a room for the Demons. And then if a player from either of those two teams happens to win the medal, they'll be walked in out the back door onto the stage, receive the medal, wave to the camera.
Wait a second.
It's all for TV. You know this.
Wait a second. So let's...
There won't be a player.
I got a message the other day saying that you were seen at a suit shop trying to order your tux, trying to get a discount, flashing around your Triple M beanie, trying to get a discount for a suit. Because I know you're going, aren't you?
Yeah, I am going.
Yeah.
Are you going?
I'm going, but now I hear that no one's going to be in the room. I'm not sure I want to go.
There is not a soul in the room.
Okay. So it's just the corporates and us and the media people hanging out.
Correct. And I believe someone mentioned to me in a text that Gil will be reading the votes. So there was some.
So Gil will be out of quarantine by then.
Not sure what his quarantine dates are, but it sounds like
it's midweek next week.
And if he's not, he'll be there reading the votes. So don't worry.
What else is going to happen at the Brownlow? I heard a rumor that Embers is hosting a table.
Right.
Yeah.
Just as a little side.
Just a little side.
We on that table
thing. No, we're on our own Triple M table. Of course, we're a corporate partner, so we've got our own table. You, me, I think Lockie, some people from the office, some clients and stuff. So
be a good day.
Better be on your best behaviour.
Got one more for you.
Just the Brownlow?
No, not the Brownlow. Okay. This one is for grand final
day. You're like the Ryan Daniels of Triple M at the moment. You're just up and about, just breaking stories that turn out not to be true.
You're done?
Yep.
So the grand final day, often on the MCG, you see painted on the grass, Melbourne. You know?
Oh, best Western Bulldogs, yeah, the club logos.
No, not the club logos. You'll usually just see the Toyota AFL logo.
Yeah.
And then under that you'll just see a nice little blue and white Melbourne. Just to tell you which city the grand final's been played in.
It's broadcast to millions across the globe. We're gonna have Perth written there on the oval.
It won't be.
What do you mean?
It won't be there.
It's not gonna say Optus, is it?
I don't think we'll say that either. It'll just be grass.
Why are we not getting the exposure for Perth on
it? I can't tell you why. And I can't tell you how I know. Well, I'm telling you what you won't see on grand final day, and that's Perth anywhere on the blade of grass.
Is this some deal the government hasn't paid enough money to the AFL to get the word Perth written on there?
I reckon it goes pretty high.
Yeah.
It goes high, Tommy. So that's just, I just wanted to bring you two things I know. I want to bring the listeners up to speed. I want to bring you up to speed.
Okay, so just quickly on that. Is the $50 million that we sold Optus for the naming rights for 10 years worth it?
I thought it was $10 million, wasn't it?
I think it's 50 over 10. So it's 5 a year. Have we missed a trick here, not calling it Perth Stadium?
I've never heard one person tell me they flew over to Perth because there's a stadium called Perth Stadium or Optus Stadium.
Yeah, but it's a PR opportunity, right? So they're saying, here we are live at Optus Stadium. Like, it just doesn't say Perth. SCG, Adelaide Oval, MCG, Gabba.
If I was an accountant, I know the answer to that, but I don't.
No, it cost us $1.4 billion. $50 million is not going to plug a hole in it over 10 years.
Tommy, this got political. I don't know what the issue is.
Anyway.
But it's, yeah.
Lots going on. More stories to come. Let's get into a bit of footy action. We'll start with West Coast. Some delistings during the week.
Oh, yeah. What have they done?
So they've given the flick to a couple of premiership stars.
Who?
So Mark Hutchings, been given the lemon and stars. He's gone.
He's a good bloke.
Good list clogger. Hutch.
Yeah.
Does a job.
He did more than a job.
In the grand final, tagged Steele side bottom out of the game. It was fantastic.
Won your flag, but he's been flirting with delisting for the last
Yeah, he's just been holding on for grim life, old Hutch. Good servant of the club. Now, Nathan Vardy's gone.
Vardy's gone, and fair enough to him.
It's a Vardy party.
Yeah. What, do you want him to see him around next year? Yeah, he's not that impressive.
My thing with Nathan Vardy is he gives them some backup. So he's not... And he creates the problem of, if you play him and Nick in the same team, one of them has to rest forward, and then you have a resting Ruckman going forward, which means you then have Allen, Darling, Kennedy, and Vardy, and you're too tall. Mm. That is their problem they've never solved, which is why they like rucking Oscar Allen and not playing Vardy. Mm. Their problem next season is going to be, unless they trade for somebody else, if Nick goes down, who rucks? Bailey? They got Bailey Williams.
Nah, don't you just put Oscar Allen in and just bugger him up?
Yeah, and stuff him up even more. Or you've got a kid called Callum Jamison. They're the two kids.
Fair enough. And he's costing you nothing at the moment, is he?
So I just think of Nick. I wouldn't be surprised if they went and signed somebody else.
Do they need to?
Just as a backup.
Insurance.
2 years ago, they had Tom Hickey, Nathan Vardy, and Nick.
Right. Well,
I just think a bit of insurance on the list. They can go pick up your mate. What's your mate?
My mate. That bloke from... Yeah, we won't go into him. Hey, what happened to Jared Cameron? What's going on with him? Because he's not officially delisted, but he seems to have delisted himself.
Cameron on Instagram said he's having a year off. So I'm told that he's just wants a break from footy, had a lot of injury battles, might get away for a bit. So he won't. I don't think he'll be on the list next year. But
you know why he won't be on the list next year? Because the day he rocked up for preseason in 2021, he could not do a lap to save himself. He was lapped by the assistants. He was lapped by the trainers. He was so unfit that his name was marked then and there not to return to the club.
But surely if you're getting paid, what, 100 grand, 120 that he's on, you just keep your contract and get paid the money. It's weird that he's walked out. It's a strange one. Anyway, good luck to Jared. I just hope they doesn't appear on another list and go well. And Brendan Archie, so another just a depth player.
He was a servant.
He's a servant. He's been there for three years, I think. So he's gone as well. So a bit of cleaning out there. Coaching-wise.
Yeah, who have you got?
Hick. Hick's gone. Adrian Hickmott.
What, name me one thing he did at the club.
I have no idea what he did at the club. The two they've brought in. So Matty Knights, of course, yep. Former Essendon coach, been at Geelong.
Very
under their
regarded
system.
In footy circles.
He's going to take over their midfield. The other one they've got, someone I think you might know, is Jared Schofield. So, yeah. Of course, former Subiaco coach, West Coast Eagles player, has been at Port Adelaide. So they've gone and got two. I think he's in charge of strategy and what's the word they use?
New stuff. Development.
Yeah, something like that. So there's the two new people, I think they needed some change.
Yeah.
To fix the game plan a bit.
That's two strong personalities in an assistant role under Simo. It's a risky hire because, you know, if something doesn't go your way, Simo, there's a lot of experience underneath.
Matty Knights is done for a senior coach, and I don't think Jared Schofield's got the pedigree for a senior coach.
Why do you say that? Have you heard some stories about him?
No, I just think he might need a few more years.
I've heard some Jared Schofield stories in my time.
Okay, you going to say it?
Put it this way, out of Subiaco.
I think he's a fierce coach.
Yeah, that's gives a good spray. Going with it. Look, he'll give you he'll give you a clip when he sees fit.
Yeah,
and I've heard at his time at Subi, he wasn't afraid to miss blokes.
Well, I think we've been from the outside looking in. Maybe we've been a bit nice at the club.
Yeah, okay. That might be a good way to say it.
Just quickly, West Coast Eagles best and fairest is on Wednesday night.
You going?
That's tomorrow. Yes, I will be going.
Oh.
Lucky I'm getting that tux for the Brownlow. Nick Nat will win it by the length of the straight. You can put that down.
That's back-to-back for him.
Back-to-back. I voted on, you get a mark out of 10, I think, or 20 for each game you play, how you play your role.
Oh.
And then so it's not voted on best players for the game.
Who votes for that? The property steward?
No, I don't know, buddy. Is Ryan Daniels voting? He's everywhere. Rhino, please. So I think the players vote. Or, I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, so Nick will win.
Yep.
They have an emerging talent award. Josh Rotham won it last year.
So who wins it this year?
I expect Harry Edwards will win it this year.
Yeah, good call. Good call.
Well, there's him. There's Luke Edwards. There's a bit of Foley.
That bloke that came in mid-season draft that didn't do too badly?
Connor West. Didn't play enough games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so big Harry. Actually. I think Harry will get it.
Okay.
And then here's my tip for the best clubman. You know, the guy that puts out the markers and all that.
Worst award to get.
Hangs around.
Often the bloke that's delisted.
I used to get that in under 12s. Yeah. And I thought I was really good. But then I realised I got the kid putting the markers out and sucking the coach's... just to make sure I got into the team. Sucking up to the coach.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
Hutch. It's got to be Hutch, doesn't it?
Yeah,
send
Mark
him
Hutchings,
off in style.
Yeah.
Good servant. There you go.
Did Matty Prittis used to win it a fair bit? Or was he almost just too good to win the best clubman?
Matty Prittis? No, he seems like a best clubman kind of person, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's a Darren Glass kind of player.
Well, maybe Herney. Herney might do a bit.
All right, Freo, go. What have you got for me?
Well, we know that on the same line, their best and fairest isn't coming up just too soon. October 2nd will be the Doig medal
count.
Do they
think they'd be in the grand final? Is that why they moved it?
They always do it. Like, I think they're the last club to do it. I don't know why.
Imagine the meetings. I booked it for September 29th. Hold up.
Hey, bugger off, mate.
Hold up. There's a chance we might make the top eight this year. And from there, you never know.
Mate, it's a strange time that they do it. But
what news is floating around from Freo?
Well, I know. Well, obviously, since we last recorded, Lachie Neale was backtracked.
One of the great about faces.
It was strange, wasn't it? But look, he's obviously had meetings, high level meetings with Brisbane, where they've spoken to him and said that those last 2 years remaining, come on, what's the plan, Lachie? Tell us, what are you thinking? And I without being in the room and without knowing Lachie or his management, I would suggest that they would have said, all right, give us one more good year, get us to a flag, put us in contention, and then we can wipe our hands after season 2022. I'd expect to see Lachie Neale back at the Dockers at Stumps.
The story was right, though, wasn't it?
Well, it wasn't wrong.
Yeah. So he definitely had already, from what I can understand, from reading between the lines and speaking to a couple of people, well, there was conversations with Freo had already happened.
Mm.
So Freo knew the story was going to come out. I reckon Lachie might have knew the story was going to come out, or his management did as well. And then the outpouring and the something's happened or he's changed his mind, gone back to the club, and like you said, they might have convinced him to stay. But I wouldn't even be surprised if it was the last day of the trade period and the last trade goes through.
Yeah.
And Lockie moves this year. So
it could happen.
Yeah. He obviously Jules wants to come back, and they're just working out if that's in 1 year or 2 years' time. So
HR nightmare, that one. And a bit of, well, the movement on Adam Chera is there is no movement. I guess they're waiting on what Melbourne does in the next fortnight because they can't quite...
Well, Melbourne don't have the cattle or the picks to get him, do they? So they got a second-round pick this year, unless they start moving their pick for next year or something like that. People will talk about the Luke Jackson trade. Melbourne aren't trading Luke Jackson under contract.
No, they're not.
That's not happening. So,
but if he is at all available, do the deal right now, Fremantle. Luke Jackson at the Dockers, oh my God.
So the trade I would do if I was Freo, I would give my first-round pick and Adam Chera, and I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Oh, you would. And I would.
Yeah, I'd move that in a heartbeat for Luke Jackson.
And then you've got Sean Darcy up your sleeve. Oh, you know what? Just make the credits ruck you over all the time to be at Fremantle.
And if I was West Coast and he wanted to come home to Luke Jackson, I'd be moving heaven and earth to get him.
Mm. Oh, hang on, you got Nick Nat.
Players. What?
You got Nick Nat.
Yeah, but Luke Jackson's the perfect foil for it. So JK retires.
Oh, and then you'll stuff up Oscar Allen again for another season. No, West Coast blokes don't think two steps ahead.
Luke is the backup ruckman. He rucks 30% of the game and plays forward. Mm. I reckon he could even play midfield at some point. He's a freak. I'm all aboard the Luke Jackson bandwagon. Mm. So who knows what's happened with Chera. Carlton is still in the mix. They got the pick. It seems down to those two. Now, the one I haven't heard any noise about is Richmond have two late first-round picks.
Mm. What do you know?
I'm just not ruling Richmond out of making a last-minute kind of play for someone like Adam Chera.
Traditionally, Richmond and Fremantle have a healthy history of trading there as well. So that could be a space that... the Dockers entertain.
Anyway, so the Dockers best and fairest, not for a while. You got Bob Murphy. Oh, Bob.
Yeah, well, we got Bob. What about it? We're not that excited.
Oh, I like that. He's a good man, Bob. Yeah, funny, man. Intelligent. I reckon he'd be good with the players. Good media performer.
Yeah, he is. We're just bubbling away under the surface.
Came out of left field, didn't it, old Bob?
It did, actually. I'm surprised that didn't leak out somehow. He works in the
media. At a radio station that got broken by somebody else.
Yeah, but hey, Bob's Bob. He's the Dalai Lama of football, and that's probably where I'll leave it with Bobby. If he, you know, if he gives them those big team chats and they really, hey, bring it in, the spiritual stuff, can't see him being that influential. Seriously.
Unproven footy theories.
Tell you what, you're not getting a job at SEN anytime soon. all right, I'll go.
Okay, shoot.
Local one. Jamie Graham will be coaching with Fremantle next year.
How? He's contracted to the Eagles next season.
Jamie Graham will be coaching at Fremantle next year.
Right. And that's all you're going to leave on the table for your unproven footy theory?
I think Jamie went for the job at Collingwood.
Yes.
Previously been for a job at North Melbourne.
Mm-hmm. Very which he's allowed to do, even
very
on the contract.
Highly regarded. So I just think West Coast are turning some coaches over.
Yeah.
Of course, they got two new ones in.
Mm. So someone has to go out.
Yeah. I think he might end up, got a good connection with Justin Longmire, I think, down there.
Yep, he does. So he'll find a way, do you think?
I think eventually Jamie might find his way to the Fremantle Football Club.
Right. I like that a lot. Can I run with this one?
Yeah.
Okay. So Friday night, you would have seen Geelong's dismal performance against Melbourne.
You're not going to go with the fact they were sick, are you?
No. I'm going to go with something deeper.
Okay.
So they were a bit crook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what made them crook?
Where do they eat?
No. Nothing to do with where they ate. Nothing to do with who might have sneezed on them. It's to do with this very simple thing. And this has just come through from a very important person that texted me this.
Hmm.
It was the spa.
Oh, no.
So the Geelong boys love a spa.
Wait, so the water was the wrong temperature or had something in it?
The humidity and the water the dynamic of the water and the steam that sort of rolled up from that, you know, what is it, 32 degrees in there? It's some sort of heat.
So one person got sick and then it kind of infiltrated the club through the steam.
No, it didn't get, it was the steam is what got the club. So it got into a few players' lungs. It got into a few players.
Have you been drinking?
No, mate.
Do we need to get a breathalyzer in here?
The spa and the smog, I guess, that it created some sort of bacteria in a few of the players. Even so, that I could tell you that a very big star for Geelong was sick pre-game due to it.
So don't forget, huge grand final day in WA. If you want to be part of Triple M, OB from the Canfield the day before or at the front, which will be there from 12 o'clock. So if you want a photo with 40, come past from 12. He'll be $5 a photo, signing autographs, wearing his collegiate's jumper, just up and about on grand final day.
Tell me you think you're so important because you negotiated that important title last year.
Sorry, Tommy. I've seen your title. And, let's just say one day you'll get to mine. That's it for the Western Huddle. We're back next week with another podcast as we lead into grand final week. See you later.
See you, Tommy.
The Dockers are roaring back into this one.
That's all from the Western Huddle this week. Listen Tuesday next week for your dose of everything AFL. 92.9 Triple M, Perth.